And Doug, can you give me your name and title, please?
Sure. Doug Guttler, CEO.
CEO of?
ATX Brands.
And so why are you selling the Parrish?
You know, it was a hard decision to make. And, you know, after talking it over with the team in the beginning of 2017, we decided that we wanted to focus solely on the restaurant business. And so, you know, we sold Schrader Hall back in April and scoot in July. And this is kind of the last but not least on the list.
So why are you divesting of your sort of nightlife music venue properties?
You know, just to focus more, to be honest, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or what, but really thought that we could do more with our a few of our restaurant properties, and it just takes a lot of time and energy to focus across business lines, and we thought that all venues would perhaps be in better hands if we could find the right buyers.
And so what are the restaurants you'll be focusing on? Forgive me, I don't know the full ATX Brands portfolio.
Oh, that's okay. So there's a Tex-Mex restaurant across from Stubbs called Pelon's Tex-Mex.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
And then within that property, there's a tequila bar called 508. And then underneath Parrish, there's two venues. There's Happy Chicks, which is a new chicken tender place that we opened about 90 days ago. Similar to Raising Cane's, but just a little bit different and better.
And local.
And we open up our second Happy Chicks location next year. So that brand is one that we're going to continue to grow. And then, of course, Bikini's on the other side of that.
So basically, you're just kind of shifting from focusing on a lot of stuff to mainly prioritizing your restaurant properties.
You got it.
Okay. So when does the auction happen, and how much do you think you're going to get? And I saw bidding starts at $1.
Yeah, so the auction starts on Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific time, so noon for us. And, you know, I don't know what it's gonna sell for. You know, what I really care about is that it ends up in the right hands. You know, the goal would be to find that diehard fan or fans somewhere out there in Texas or beyond that can take it to the next level. And that's the reason I chose, you know, the format that I did. You know, with putting it on eBay, and that announcement, I'm hoping that someone can see it out there that has the wherewithal to purchase it and invest in it and make it their own.
So, and because this venue has been around a while, right? It has some. I mean, how long has the Parrish been around?
So, I've owned it for 8 years. I think Parrish changed from the Mercury to the Parrish in 2003. So okay. I believe the Mercury was around. It started maybe in the late 90s.
And so what people will be purchasing is the audiovisual equipment, the name, and then the lease?
Yeah, really, really turnkey. They even have the ability to renew the TABC license. So all furniture, fixtures, equipment, intellectual property, you name it, everything that's related to the Parrish except real estate.
So how do you feel about saying goodbye to this property after all these years then?
You know, I don't know. It's been associated with our company and me almost since we started. So I don't know what the feeling will be if there's a winning bid. It was tough to let Scoot In go. You know, I'm still a small owner in that, so I guess it's not 100% gone, meaning out of ownership. But you know, it's tough to lose something that you've spent so much time and energy in. But you know, like everything, there's kind of a cycle, a life cycle, and perhaps mine is up with the parish, and as long as it gets to continue and flourish, I think I'll be happy.
Do you think that whoever takes it over will shift directions and try to book different music?
Yeah, I think it's possible. We largely booked national touring acts. And I think there's an opportunity for someone to book a whole lot more local and regional. I think if you're just giving fans what they want, I think it's going to be I hope it's going to be a good direction.
Well, Doug, thanks so much for your time and for talking to me about this, sir. I appreciate it.
You got it.